is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 2 years after turning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court has weighed in on a closely watched case involving emergency abortions. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
The court ruled emergency abortions can continue for now in Idaho, despite the state's near ban. The case was a reminder the court has not been able to leave the question of abortion to states. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This is about the Biden administration and the federal government trying to find ways to invalidate particularly restrictive state laws in the wake of the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade.
Idaho is one of six states with restrictive abortion bans.
The high court has also issued a 5-4 decision blocking a controversial opioid settlement involving Purdue Pharma that would have paid billions to families of opioid victims and funded treatment programs in exchange for shielding the wealthy Sackler family from lawsuits. Attorney Michael Quinn represents a mother whose son died of an overdose.
This will have a chilling effect on corporate decisions that are very risky and harm the American public.
The first presidential debate takes place tonight in Atlanta, first one of the season. Rocky Jones, who owns a local barbershop, will be paying attention.
Trump is saying great things. He's making a lot of sense. It's just about who's helping you. Who's making your business grow?
Correspondent Robert Costa has a preview.
Doesn't look too bad right now. The lines aren't too bad.
Here's Robert Costa from Atlanta.
You're going to hear overture after overture tonight from President Biden saying he's on the side of working people. Former President Trump's going to do the same in his own way, talking about immigration, talking about tariffs and trade policy. He's going to say the Biden economy hasn't been working out for a lot of working people. Give Trump another chance.
Finally, a little good news for home buyers. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell slightly this week to 6.86%, and Redfin reports home prices are beginning to cool as active listings jump 35%. July 4th's a week away, but the FAA says this could be the busiest travel day of the year so far. CBS's Meg Oliver is at Newark Airport.
Doesn't look too bad right now. The lines aren't too bad. Parking wasn't a problem. But as we know, throughout the day, the crowds are expected to pick up. So what can you do? We all know the rules. First of all, pack your patience. Check the schedule, check the weather, and arrive early.
Two giant pandas are on their way to the San Diego Zoo. These kids can't wait.
They're, like, cute.
I like their spots.
They're really cute and fluffy.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Four candidates are finalists for Milwaukee Public Schools interim superintendent. They are acting superintendent Eduardo Galvin, regional superintendent Tony Dinkins, former Green Bay superintendent Stephen Murley, and the Department of Public Instruction's Daryl Williams. They'll be interviewed at a special school board meeting. Former superintendent Keith Posley resigned earlier this month over the district's financial problems. The city of Racine cuts the ribbon on its new waste facility and drop-off center today. City leaders say the facility represents a new approach and the most cost-effective solution to dispose of Racine's waste after the Kestrel Hawk landfill was closed. The new facility is for bulky waste. It's on 21st Street and should officially open on Tuesday. All household garbage and recycling in Racine will be compacted there before going to a landfill or recycling center. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks add another guard.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. First round of the NBA draft last night, and with the 23rd pick, the Bucks selected A.J. Johnson, a 6'5" guard out of California who's just 19 years old. I asked Bucks GM John Horst if this is just another prospect to add to the roster.
When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers' Andrew Monasterio comes through with an RBI single to win the game 6-5 over the Rangers yesterday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, we're happy for the team, but so happy for Mona. He's working every day. He's always got a smile. He's in a great, has a great attitude every day. So the team pulls for him.
Former Packers receiver Randall Cobb and his family narrowly escaping their Nashville home at night after a fire started in their garage, believed to be ignited by an electric charger to their Tesla. Cobb's saying they're lucky to be alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
The high pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight and we become mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs will hit the upper 70s with rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
making your workday fly by with great oldies, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the Stones there. Corey Hartman here. Here's Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. That's Dobie Gray, Drifting Away, with Corey Hartman, Neil Sedaka coming up. We've got more Elvis by request, and how about some Roy Orbison, too? We'll hit the Big O next.
Get your weekend off to a roaring start as Gateway Classic Cars presents Caffeine and Chrome this Saturday from 9 till noon. Gateway Classic Cars showcases a dazzling array of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks, making this event perfect for both serious enthusiasts and the occasional onlooker of vintage vehicles. Donuts and coffee will be served, and make sure you grab the newest posters. Feel the power and nostalgia this Saturday from 9 till noon. Caffeine and Chrome at Gateway Classic Cars, located on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as the thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at B&L Office Furniture in Kenosha. Welcome back productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional ergonomic chairs, stationary and height adjustable desks, and workstations. Whether new or refurbished, their dedicated staff will ensure you find everything to create your ideal workspace. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Do-do-down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is
Badgers, Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Who are we talking about? Mike Clemens, of course, our sports reporter. And you hear him at the top of every hour weekdays right here on WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to break. this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Soldier photographed to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
If that's the way it must be, oh. okay. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
Oh, pretty woman. WRJN with news at 1:30.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. We should get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. Voss maintains recall petitioners did not collect enough valid signatures. Four candidates are finalists for Milwaukee Public Schools interim superintendent. They are acting superintendent Eduardo Galvin, regional superintendent Tony Dinkins, former Green Bay superintendent Stephen Murley, and the Department of Public Instruction's Daryl Williams. They'll be interviewed at a special school board meeting. Former superintendent Keith Posley resigned earlier this month over the district's financial problems. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
High pressure system dominates the day, bringing calm winds, partly sunny skies, and cooler highs in the low 70s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight and we become mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs will hit the upper 70s with rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a life.
WRJN with the Rascals.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Baby, try to find a little
present Timeless Hits, WRJN. Miss Carly Simon, You're So Vain. Hey, that's going to do it for me for today and for the last couple weeks filling in. Man, I've sure had a great time. I'm Corey Hartman, and Cindy Huber will be back soon. I promise. We're coming back with the Monkees, and we'll have another hour of great oldies after the 2 o'clock news here with The Miracles, with Tommy James, and with the Dave Clark Five.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Racine's incredible 4th Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's 4th Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you? Dream believer and die.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Supreme Court has officially issued a ruling on emergency abortions in Idaho. Here's CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
One of the dissenting justices said, "What are you kidding? Four of us decided to take the case. Now the case isn't ripe enough for the Supreme Court to review it." For now, even though Idaho prohibits abortion, a woman can receive one if she is in an emergency room and she requires emergency treatment.
Another ruling today blocks a multi-billion dollar opioid settlement with Purdue Pharma that would have protected the Sackler family from lawsuits. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Ford decision.